banner proudly beamed. 'Twas perfect, so it seemed. But mother cried in private while an inner demon fought her. She vanished, who knows why? They found her when the moat ran dry. As sorrow waned, the father found a tutor. The girl was trained as boys had never been. She craved each book, avoided every suitor. Despite her savoir faire, she could not be an heir. To court they rode to find a man befitting of her station. Nine princes she declined, for none of them could match her mind. Then one emerged who made a strong impression. Her passion surged with each idea they shared. Love and respect as a theme. She would rather die than wed just anyone. When father died, her land was gone, and soon she feared starvation. So as a last resort, she headed back to court. She entertained the noblemen with a witty conversation. They paid a handsome fee for evenings in her company. The silk and gold soon overflowed her coffers, and truth be told, she prospered like a queen. No need to wed, though she had many offers. But in her head, she would tell story. In time, popularity began to fade. Her climb overshadowed by the fall she now made. She began serving men by the score, who desired her flesh, nothing more. When her uncle came, she blushed, she wept, she prayed. She prayed. Imprisoned in a darkened cell, the woman fell to pieces. But in that vile hole, she purified her soul. Salvation came from God above, and through the love of Jesus, her prayers at last were heard. And now she wants to spread His word. Met with opposition, but this strong voice will silence every doubt. I'll write my plays, accomplishing my mission.